I'd like to welcome back to the Magic Morning Show, Emily Smith Mossman of North Country Cares. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Very well. Thank you for coming on. We have a big week coming up for sure when it comes to your giveaway that you're doing on Friday. Tomorrow we have the Back to School Supply Drive with North Conway Premier. Busy. Not that you are any stranger to being busy. You always have something going on.
Always. Always super busy. Yes. We're really excited about the Premier event tomorrow. Very much.
Yeah. It's going to be absolutely awesome. And it is all for North Country Cares, but I thought that's where we maybe should start with North Country Cares.
Absolutely.
Just in case. You guys are getting bigger and bigger each year. The word, we were just talking before we got on the air here, finally getting out there to the masses. People are finally realizing what North Country Cares is all about and what you guys do.
Yeah.
So let's start there. Let's start the history of that and where that all began.
All right, awesome. In 2013, my little sister was working at Kennett Middle School, and one of her students had a pair of sneakers with holes cut out in the toes. And she asked him, what's the deal with your sneakers? And he said, well, I really need a new pair of sneakers, but my parents can't afford them. And she went, oh. And she came home that night and asked my husband. My husband gave her three pairs of sneakers. She brought them into school. The kid was psyched. 3 weeks later, after school ended, he came to the jewelry store, North Country Fair, to thank us for the shoes. So he showed up with his brother and another friend, and they all had on the shoes. And so I was like, mind blown.
Yeah.
One person was able to outfit three kids with shoes. So I started thinking, well, God, you know, the Valley's so rad. How many people could we help?
Right.
You know? So I started thinking about it and thinking about it. And my husband finally is like, just stop. Just do it. So I did.
Excellent.
I planned our first giveaway. And we did it in 29 days.
Wow.
It was completely donation-based.
Mm-hmm.
We did 100 backpacks that first year and tons of clothing. And it's just been growing since then.
And so that's kind of the big event that launched it. It was technically this back-to-school giveaway.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Which is really great. And that has led to numerous events and organizations and groups that you work with. The list goes on and on. And we should give some of those a shout-out for sure because they should be known.
Yeah. I'll be real quick.
Yeah, no worries.
So after the first giveaway, a friend of mine, Holly, who's my partner in all this, we started saying, well, you know, kids need stuff year-round. They grow.
Yeah.
And we said, maybe we should start a store, a free store. So we did. We spent months planning it, and we opened the Revolving Closet, which is a free boutique for teens. If you haven't been there, come check it out when we're open because it's unlike anything you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. We have kids that come from all over northern New Hampshire, Ossipee area, Fryeburg, Oxford. I mean, really from all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Kids that need stuff are completely welcome to be there.
Right. And what are the hours when it comes to the Revolving Closet?
It's the first and third Sunday of every month from 2 to 5.
Okay.
But we can also meet people privately if they can't get there to those dates.
Excellent. Very good. And then there's more events. I mean, there's Christmas season. You guys get into that. I mean, it's just a really remarkable in how busy you guys get.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. So we do a prom dress event every year where we give away all the prom dresses. We have jewels and shoes and just an absolute amazing array of prom stuff. And this year, I don't know how many dresses we gave away, but you wouldn't believe how many girls were in tears when they tried on these dresses. It was awesome. We started a Christmas event 2 years ago called Tis the Season. And we thought, you know, with teens, they're pretty picky and their parents know what they like.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, well, let's do a little small Christmas event for teens. So we purchased a bunch of little gifts and stockings. And had parents come in, and we gave them a stocking for each one of their kids.
Sure.
And they went around and picked out stuff and filled their stockings, then went upstairs to the closet. We save all of our new stuff year-round. That way, they're all new gifts.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. This past year, we helped 150 kids. And the parents are just always so appreciative of it because they're able to pick out what they know their kid will like, which is great. So we are all about that. We also do a program called Bags of Love. It's basically like in emergency situations where foster kids are taken out of their home at night and they can't get their stuff right away. They're given a small bag with some comfort things in it, just to tide them over until...
So they can get their belongings.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And we also do work within the school systems as well. So if there's ever a kid that's in need of something like a pair of sneakers or a jacket, or we get a phone call or an email or a Facebook thing. Facebook is awesome for all this. The network on there is incredible. Mm-hmm. The most requested item is shoes. Almost always it's sneakers whenever we get calls.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It's all done under the radar. Kids don't know where it comes from. I buy the shoes. I bring them to the school. I drop them off. The kid gets called down.
And they're there.
Gets the shoes. And we even go as far as to like ask, you know, what is this kid into? You know, I don't want to get a kid that would really love a pair of Vans, a pair of Nikes. So I really try to do that, because with teenagers... Well, you were a teenager once.
Sure.
You know, you like to express yourself the way you dress.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're not given that opportunity, it's, you know, and a lot of kids aren't.
And then they're uncomfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. So if all of a sudden you get a pair of shoes that you've always wanted, I mean, that can make a, you know, it's kind of fickle, but it's not. It's true. It can really make a kid's day.
It really is. And that's great. And that's a fantastic effort that you guys are doing. And to learn about all these events, they can go to your website, of course, which is North Country Cares.
It is North Country Cares. Of course,
we'll figure
it out.
We'll throw the link up on our Facebook page as well. Well, we can check it out. Right, here it is. Yeah, you were correct. NorthCountryCaresNH.org.
Yeah.
Yes, I know it was a .org in there.
Yes,
for
definitely.
Sure.
Of
but that is where you can go for all the details, because you have everything kind of divvied up there, and it's kind of a full schedule, what's going on, what you guys are currently
Absolutely.
Going for.
Yep.
And of course, the focus this week anyway is when it comes to the back-to-school giveaway that you're doing on Friday,
yes.
which is really great.
Yeah.
And that is going to be on the 16th over at the First Congregational Church from 4 until 6. People will be able to go, those needy families that will be able to go and set people up for, of course, further back to school season.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that those kids are going in with school supplies, brand new backpacks, and ready to go, which leads us to tomorrow's event.
Yes, we're so excited.
Yes, North Conroe Premier, 2-year anniversary here, actually, and they wanted to give back. That's what they told us. We've teamed up with them numerous times now. It's a great group of guys and girls over there doing their best. And being here in the Valley, they love being here, and they wanted to give back. And they chose North Country Cares. They thought that was a great organization to team up with. We, of course, thought that was a wonderful idea. So tomorrow from 10 until 6, we're going to be hanging out over at North Conway Premier, located right next to JCPenney in the Hannaford parking lot. And we're going to be hanging out and collecting back-to-school donations, looking for school supplies and backpacks. What are some of the big items that we do need? I know backpacks is obviously huge.
Yep. Just this year, we learned that 2.5-inch binders are big enough.
Okay.
We always thought it was 3-inch, but we talked to some teachers, and like, 2.5-inch is fine. Plus, it fits in the backpack better.
Yep.
Obviously, we'll use anything.
Right.
And then it's good to always have extras on hand anyway, because not all families can make it to the giveaway. So we always have them stashed aside mm-hmm. in case they need them later. So really, any type of school supply is awesome.
Is good. Yeah, we'll take anything we can possibly get, and that's
yeah.
great. We are looking for new supplies, though. I do want to give that a shout yep. out, as well as new backpacks. And one of the cool things, even more of incentive, other than that great feeling of giving back to the community and
yeah.
helping these kids, is we're also hooking people up with some raffle tickets.
That's awesome.
We have all types of great prizes that we're giving away, including a rocker recliner, courtesy of North Conway Premier, Lane Home Furnishings rocker recliner, $450 recliner. This is beautiful. You'll see it when you get there tomorrow. Plus, every single person that donates a backpack, brand new backpack, will get 5 raffle tickets. All the other school supplies, you get 1 raffle ticket per pack of pencils, per binder, whatever that may be. And we're giving away all types of chances at winning Storyland passes. We've got passes to the Adventure Park over at Cranmore, Wildcat Mountain with the scenic gondola ride, all the attractions at Attitash, the Mount Washington Auto Road, and then the Valley Originals have really chimed in as well with a bunch of their restaurants, Cafe Noche, Shovel Handle Pub, Margarita Grill, Max is at the Snow Village Inn, and more to be announced. Lots and lots and lots of people that not even are here with the radio station, sponsor of the radio station, but wanted to reach out, and you can get all those details on our Facebook page with our event. It's going to be great. So many opportunities to just win prizes and give back, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to give
yeah.
away the prizes here at Magic, and what a great partnership that we can create here with North Country Cares and North Conway Premier. So I'm looking forward to it. Tomorrow from 10 until 6, I'll be broadcasting live from noon until 3. And you can get all the details again on our Facebook page. And make sure you check out North Country Cares and see what they're all about. And their big back-to-school giveaway is happening this Friday on the 16th. It's going to be amazing. And Emily, thank you for everything that you do. I mean, it's incredible. You're a very busy lady out there.
I am a busy lady, yes.
So thank you so much for coming on and letting us know. And we'll be sure to talk to you tomorrow over at the back-to-school supply drive.
Cool, we'll be there.
Excellent. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.